desire to learn, if you desire to teach God. That's why I decided to do and say, Yishmuz, to daven Ashtikul Zayi together with you. By way of Hagdama, there's a Hasidika piece in the Zohar Kodesh. There were times when Shlomo HaMelech had to travel to certain dark places, difficult places. We'll see it in the middle, I'll read it a little bit. He had to travel to strange places. Mountains of darkness. Terrible places. And in order to get to these places, the Zohar Kodesh says that Shlomo HaMelech used to fly on the wings of an enormous eagle. An enormous wingspan, this eagle. Atidei kach, that when it would fly over a certain place, because of the size of this eagle, there would be a choshech mechushech. There would be for a moment a darkness in that place. That's how great this eagle was. There would be a darkness that would cover this entire place. And different people reacted differently to the darkness. You know, there are Jews that are, I spoke about a few years ago, there are Jews that are Mehoidu Vakush. There are some Jews that they live in Haidu. Haidu is hide, is something which is optimism, sunlight, hope. That's called hide, majesty, beauty. And there are Jews that live and spend a lot of time in a place that's called Kush, Kush means heart. So there are different types of reactions when this would happen, when all of a sudden, in the middle of a sunny day, there would be this darkness that would come upon the earth. There were some Jews, the Jews from Haidu, there were some Jews that they'd be very despoiled, and they would say, ah, Shlomo HaMelech is doing. Shlomo HaMelech is riding the eagle. It's a good design. It's a good thing. But there were Jews from Kush who lived in a mindset of Kush who were terrified and frightened and believed that the world was ending. Now the Hemshech, a little bit of this thing in the Zohar Kodesh, I'll share with you in a minute. But Hagdama base. One of the most mysterious tzaddikim in the world of Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was his own son. Who remembers the name of his heilige son? Huh? No, that wasn't the son. The Malach was the son of the Magid. Let's see. But you see, I doubt going to the Esther, which is so powerful. A lot of people don't remember that, but they never heard that. Baal Shem HaKadosh had a son who was Rosen de Rosen, secrets of secrets. And he refused to take upon himself the chassidus. He did not want that. And then there was a Shabbat who became the leader. Baal Shem HaKadosh's son was Reb Tzvi. There are some very, very interesting stories about this tzaddik. And all the tzaddikim of the Talmidim, the Tamir Baal Shem, Mizrit Shemagid, all Tamir, Tamir Baal Magid, the Mechad of Yatsi, the biggest boy. And he was always in different places. He was a very, very mysterious person. And he came one time to Mizrit. He came for a Shabbos to Mizrit. And the Mizrit Shemagid was Mechabal him, set up on Yoth, very, very excited. Him. And he wanted, and Mr. Chavagid wanted Reb Tzvi to be with him Shabbos. But Reb Tzvi insisted on being in his own place. He stayed in some little inn. He didn't want to be the one. That was his way. So the Mr. Chavagid pulled over, so Reb Tzvi went to his place, the Shabbos.
And of course, they made sure there'd be a minion over there for him. But he wanted a minion, but so just a minion. And the Mezusha Magid called over the Bala Tanya, and he asked the Tanya, I want you to go and be Bayitzi Shabbos. Be Bayitzi Shabbos by the Tish Friday night. I want you to be there by the Rebbe Shabbos. And the Bala Tanya said afterwards that the truth is that he was a little bit disappointed, because he wanted to spend Shabbos with the Mishnah Shemagin of the Chavarim. You know, you have Chavarim like Narnali Malach. Chai wanted to be with the Chavarim. The Rebbe told him he went. So the Alter Rebbe, not the Tari, was Gaina Gaina. And besides that he was Kodesh Kodashim. And he was sitting there by the Tish, just the Alter Rebbe, sitting with the Pepsi. And the Bala Tanya asked him to say some Tari. And the Pepsi refused. And the Tanya asked him a few times to say Tari. And the Pepsi said no. So then the Bala Tanya said, as a call upon this, could you say something if you heard me, Father? So then, when he heard the Tanya say, could you say something to me, Father? But see, went into his vagus, and his eyes went into his head, and he was in vagus for a long time. And he said, my father would say over the Zohar Kaddish on Shlomo HaMelech's idol. And he said it was the side. If you want to understand, my father said that if you want to understand the soy, the secret of Purim, it's in that parish of the Zohar Kaddish for Shlomo HaMelech. And Bala Tanya heard that, right? Wait, 1 second, he went over the whole Zohar, right? In his head. And he went out of his cave and he went back to the Mizrach Magid. He didn't stop thanking the Mizrach Magid. You sent me to the city, such as thing I heard from the city. Shabbos. So of course, when I saw that story quite a few years ago, I wanted to try to look a little bit to see what was it, what's the mindset. So I don't dare to try to explain on any kind of a deep level what the connection is to Purim, because the Baal Shem said, Baal Shem Kodesh, not only did he say that he has a shaykhus to him, he said the whole side of Purim, like every Purim is missing. To understand this darkness, and especially now, the time that we're in, when Rabbi Yishai promised, "Le'kanef oid v'recha," the time will come when there will no longer be a wing that's covering, that's separating between ourselves and our teacher, which means between ourselves and Hashem as well. Chazal say, "Kol zman shamoli ba'olam, kivyachol knafayim nechasim hapon." As long as a Malik is in the world, there are wings that are covering the face of Hashem. They're concealing Hashem's face. So let's learn for a few minutes. It's not a long piece at all, it's a short little piece. This part, we'll learn a little bit. And then I'll leave it up to you to try to figure out. And maybe you'll have some good explanations we can talk if you find more about it. I know everybody here is very, very tired, so that's why I don't want to be married, especially Harry Duman. He's very tired, so I don't want to be married. What's the background of the story over here? It's in Parshas Pinchas. Rishon Gimel. The Chavraya of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Chachmei HaZohar, were being mounted in the soil of the Shoshan, of the rose, of the Shoshan. That flower is very, very, very beloved by Am Yisrael. Anybody that's ever read just the words of Shir Yashir, you know. Kishoshana ben Achareichem and so on. The Rebbe of Shoshana. That's why we named our daughter Shoshana. And they were talking, the Chachmiya HaZohar were talking about, the Chavai were talking about the meaning of the Shoshana. Well, the fact, in the context of Kapitel Samach in Torah, the very beginning. Now, Kapitel Samach, we'll take a look. I mean, you've said it, everybody here said it a thousand times. Kapitel Samach is talking about war. It's talking about war. Very hard. It's very hard to get it. It doesn't have, didn't have an easy one. And this was Rav Malach's way of preparing and instructing Am Yisrael going out to war. Lam Naseach al Shushan Eidus. Michtam Ludovit Lelamis. Again. Lam Naseach al Shushan Eidus. Michtam Ludovit Lelamis. I looked up the English. In English, it translates like this. For the conductor, on the air, on a rose-shaped instrument. He was playing in a rose-shaped instrument. You see the mitzvah this week right now. Not a little question, so. But he translated it like that. A rose-shaped instrument, a precious melody by David. The Donach would play on a rose-shaped instrument. A precious melody to instruct the people when he waged war to charge the island, to instruct the people, says Lalame. Normally a niggun is not a niggun is the spy, but it says the Shaloshim Michtam Ador Lalame, to instruct, and that's how it says in English, to instruct the people when he waged war, and it goes on then in the capital around the Aram, around Saiva. Now, keep in mind that Shoshana is the Gematria Hester. That I'm sure you know. That's a very well-known thing, the Shoshana is the Gematria Hester. And last night and today we said, after Megillah Lane, Shoshana is Yaakov, Sa'al V'Samech. Shoshana is Yaakov. Shoshana is the Gematria Esther. Listen again to the words at the beginning of the Kapitel. Lam Naseach al Shushan. Al Shushan Eidus. Now, what does Eidus mean? Eidus. Testimony. Shushan Eidus. So the Farshma tumbling over here, what is Shushan? So we see that the Masudas and others learn that Shushan is a Lashon of Shoshana. There are other Mefarshim, Mechaser is from Frankfurt, and other Tzadikim. If you look at them because of those, you see. There are other Mefarshim that say, that tell us that it's an allusion to what? Shushan HaBir. That somehow David HaMelech was foreseeing the Shoshana of Shushan, and this is Eidus. Something happened in Shushan that David HaMelech said is Eidus, an Eidus that Hashem is with us. And then he would send the Chevra, he would go himself, the Melech used to go to leave, to go into Rafiach, into Aza. We're still hoping for a big tsunami, eh? We all know how to school should be here. There's something clean in us. To bring the soldiers, to go with the soldiers into Afia. That there's Edus from Shoshan, Shushan, Shoshana, and this was Dovin Melch Nigi. Something's up here. Something's on out of here. So let's know. A few sentences, a little bit. And then you'll work on it. I've been working on it since before I had Shoshana. We had Shoshana. A couple years beyond 30 years, so we'll talk about it more, but listen. Al-Hafiyah Asanahar, the Tzadikim are sitting in the Tzadikim of the Shoshan, Shushan. But the Mepharshim say there, but Shushan will not be here. So the Mepharshim say that the same way that in Shushan Habira, on Monday, let's call that an hour, October 7th, Haman is on top of the world. On top of the world. Haman is the man. And it looks like we're done. How can I go up, right? Shlomo, the one on the eagle, said to Mishlei, Lifnei Shever Gaon, which means before the big crash, the Hoid is lifting himself up. Lifnei Shever Gaon. The Parashim says that the Eidus of Shushan is enough to remind the Chavim, even though things are looking dark and difficult, Shabbat to Muhammad, it's not easy, but remember the Eidus of Shushan. And in 1 minute, the big guy, Haman, is hanging on his seat. Again, safe on ice. So the Tzaddikim are talking about this pasuk, about the Shoshana. And at the Hafi Asna, they were saying the whole night. In the meantime, the sun came up, come to Oslo, and they went. But they have Ajlai, they're walking in someplace at Derech, and what happened? Also, Nishra Rav Riva, Askal Rishai, a huge eagle came and surrounded their heads. The eagle flew over them. The Kaimer Lion, and it stopped. In other words, it was hovering over them. This huge eagle was hovering over them. Omer Yudimchus, Shepichus Ben Yoyah said, Va'adai Ida Ru'usa Hu Hashna. Shepichus Ben Yoyah said, it's definitely an Eishwatz. First of all, you know, that time of Alois HaShachar, that's what it was. I remember if we were standing there, we would have ducked or started crying, mommy, and we would have run away. And the Jerusalem, the Jerusalem Kush that would run away from there. But when Yara is talking to him, this huge thing is everything is dark again, and it's over them. But when Yara says, Gevaldige Yisras, the time has come, it's possible, Tara de Rachman, the gates of Rachman are open. L'chol inim beimare, anybody who's sick, who's in the hospital, who's in the last Vasava, the time for all those who are sick to be healed. Rafagav dinin asirin l'malka, and for all those who have been captured and are hostages of the king. All Jews who are being held as hostages. It's a time for them to go free. Because this eagle is a sign, is a simon of rachamim. And then Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair goes on to explain. You know, when you go to Tzfas, you walk down from there, Yisrael, all the way down to the end by the parking lot. Do you know who's buried over there? That's where Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. So Pinchas Ben Yair explains Where do we see that an eshet and an eagle is rachamim? Kinesha yari kina yagrezol biyach. It says in Chumash, by Azina, that the eagle hovers over the nest, the little ones, and it's flapping its wings. Because there's no creature in the world that loves its young ones, its children, and is as worried of it about its children as the eagle. Speaks of other psukim about the rachamim of the eagle. When we go to hashti idan the rachamim, so since now is the time of rachamim, also nishvador v'aschar alon. This great mysterious eagle has come and is circling us and hovering over us. Therefore, it's a time of rachamim. All those who are sick and all those who are hostages. This is the time. This is the time of Bnei Yisrael. Hashem boiker tishmakar. A little bit. In the meantime, the eagle went flying ahead. Omri Pirkas. So Pirkas called out to the eagle. Nishra Nishra Ma'antha Gabon. Nishra Nishra, Nesha, Nesha, Eagle. Why did you come here for us? What are you doing here? Ibishli chusa demara chlasis. Have you come as a messenger of your master to bring us something, to teach us something, to tell us something? Ananach, we're here. We're not running, we're not afraid. If there's a message you have, please, we want to hear it. You begin Mila Achrasis. If there's something else that you've come to bring to us, Anan Hachas Mila. We're here, we're ready. Itram Nishra Le'el. The eagle began to soar, took off high. Yiskasi Menayim, till they couldn't see it. Vinim Yasu, but the Tzaddikim did not leave. They sat there and they waited for it to return. Amr Bichia said, "How the Shleimer Malka is a tarati." The eagle of Shlomo Melech is a mystery. I mean, we learn we have been taught, we have learned that there was a great eagle that would come to Shlomo Melech every day. And the Shlomo Melech used to fly on its wings. It was a supersonic eagle, and it would go 400 parses in a second. It would fly. Lon Ovalai. And where did this eagle? Where was Solomel going with this eagle? 400 parses. And he was going there on daily departure. The Tarmoy Bamidva Baharma Asachad Ilagabi Kurid of Hashaykh. This place in the desert by the mountains of darkness. Called Tarmari Bamidbar. He
talks a little bit to some young of Kabbalah, I'm not going through it now, and he says, and he says, I'm sorry, okay, Shabbat, fine. That's why I thought I'd tell you a story to put you to sleep. But then the stories have to keep us awake, right? It's just a little bit more. And the Havi Asper, so the tzaddik can be run away, and other people will get away from it. The tzaddikim stayed there. And when the eagle saw that the tzaddikim refused to leave, so they came back. But the eagle came back carrying a rose in his mouth. And the eagle, this great eagle, threw the rose to the tzaddik, catch this rose. This is what our fight is now, to hold our hands out, catch this rose. At a time when it feels like everything is dark, not to run away. Chom v'chodim. The tzaddikim saw this happening, and they rejoiced. Amr Pintas, so Pintas when he says the Chavayim, the love of Mein Elohim, didn't I tell you? The Nishra Dabish, the Chusa Demara, Oslo Vaski, didn't I tell you that this Nesher is the Nesher Shlaim HaMalach, and that this Nesher is coming to bring a message? It's coming as a Shliach. Shreishana Dab. Ishushan Edus de Kamina. We were just talking about, we were learning right before this, the Pasuk in Tilum, Samach, Pasuk Aleph, Shushan Edus. We were just talking about Shushan Edus. The testimony of Shushan, of the Shoshana, of the song of David HaMelech, when the Jews would go out to war, when it was a terrifying time and it was darkness. That's just what we were just learning the whole night, this Indian. The secret of the Shoshana. Ishushan Edus de Kamina. And the Rishon sent the eagle, this great mysterious eagle, from years ago. This eagle was sent to us, the leaders of the Jewish people, the Baalei Hasod, the masters of the secrets of Torah. As a shlichus of Shushan Edus that we're talking about, the Kutcher Bichu Shadal in the Gabon. And Hashem Baruch Hu sent the eagle to bring us this rose. Posach, Kibbel Akadmin, because when you ever get to Darshan again, the Posach, you begin to teach again the deepest secrets of this Posach. What's the testimony of the rose? What is it testifying, this? The Shushan, the Shoshana. Remember the Baal Shem HaKadosh said that in this Indian, in this is what? The whole story of Purim. The whole Purim is this. Shushan Edus. Shoshana. Gematria Esther. Shoshana Yisya'at. Shoshana Ben Afaychel. Translate Chaychem Yishma'el. Translate Palestinian. Kishoshana Ben Afaychel. Every one of our words is Kishoshana Ben Afaychel. Every Egypt. So he's asking, what's the Mai Sahadusa Soyuz? What is the Aedus of the Shushan, of the Shoshan? Elo Shushan da Ihi Sahadusa. The Mai Sibiratius via Sahadusa Lekneses Yisrael. This rose bears testimony to the creation of the world and to Knesses Yisrael. The whole purpose of creation, which is Hashem's people, Knesset Yisrael. Sa'adusa li yichudi ilor. This rose bears testimony
to the yichud, to the unbreakable bond between the Shabichud and Knesset Yisrael and the Shem. The Da'ihu begin the Shoshana Da'is Batleisa Olam. Because the Shoshana, the rose has 13 petals. There's actually a magnificent Sefer, one of the earlier ones, from which Steinsaltz Kuhl, and he was just translated the 13 petal of the rose, which is an introduction to Pnimi Sator, which the Zohar Kodesh talks about in many places, which corresponds to the 13 Midas of Rachamim, which is Hashem's love for the Jewish people, the 13 petal of the rose. Begin the Shoshana Da'izba Tleisar Olam. The rose has 13 petals. And all of these petals, these roses, they all come out from one shirish. And then there are five leaves that surround strong ones green to protect it. The chafir l'dor shoshana v'agilala, that protect the shoshana, which is very delicate. The rose is very delicate. V'kulo v'rosa d'chokhma sahu. And all of this is besoy ha'chokhma. Tleisa olen ilayim. These 13 petals of the rose. Tleisa mechilin d'rachim. The 13 midas d'rachim of Hashem. The Yorasa Knesset Yisrael Mila'ir, that Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, have Yashin, have inherited, have received Hashem's love, the 13 petals, which are the 13 Midas Rachamim, which is Midah Malchus, which is Knesset Yisrael, V'kulo Achidim Be'ikar Achadim, and all of the 13 Midas Rachamim, the 13 petals of the rose, are bound together by one sherish, which is Arachantin, which I was talking a lot about at the time when the Melchama started. We were talking a lot about Vayantiv and then afterwards. Arachantin, Keser, Reisha de Laisyada, the unknowable beginning, Hashem's infinite love for the Jewish people. Ashrei Amshe, Kocha, Loi, Kocha, remember what it stands for? Keser, Kolak, Sar, Kocha. Kocha, Yeos, Alish, Hashem, Melech, Kofa, Yitzhak. Keser Kol Aksar. I can't talk about that neither now. Those who have learned a little bit know. The Midah Keser is something which, whether a Jew is good or he's not so good, whether a person is an Ashkenaz or a Sfar, or even is a Galiziana, makes no difference what you are. It makes no difference what you are and what you've done. There's an Ahava, there's a love. It comes from that place of Ashri Amshach Kochel Kocha Yehos Avish. Hashem Melech Chafetz B'Yikor. Chafetz is something which you can't explain. That's Keser Kol Aksar, the Midah of Arachan. Ad Kan L'Inyanein goes on for some more pages, more limits. Ad Kan L'Inyanein. But this is what David Melech would play on his rose-shaped instrument when Jews were going out to war, which is called Shushan Eidus, the Eidus of Shushan, of what happened, or what will happen. Talmud was talking about what's going to happen in the future, in a place called Shushan, which will be Eidus forever and ever, till the end of time. That HaMelech, that the King of all kings, has chosen this Shoshana ben Achalchem, Esther, which is Amistor, which is a Jew, even in the place of Esther Bani. So therefore, even though the sky is dark, the eagle frightened many people who are running away, there are many, many people during difficult times, like the one we're in now, who are very terrified and frightened, and the Diburim and Diburim are pessimistic and dark, the ones who just all of a sudden everything in life became dark and they just run away. And there are others who remain behind and believe
And what the Navi said, "Berega katan es avtich rachmu gedolim akatzer." That it seems to you that I have left you for a moment, a terrifying moment, but I promise that rachmu gedolim akatzer. That rachmu gedolim akatzer. That everything that's happening right now, if you are able to, if you and I are able to believe that the darkness is not chalilah, is not the hester pnei Hashem. It's not Histata Panecha Yisnifa, but the darkness is Shlomo Melech riding upon his eagle and dropping us a rose from Shushan Habira, Shushan Edens, and telling us that everything that's happening to us right now and everything we're going through is the beginning of that Hisgalus of Barachim of Gedoy L'Makab. It's all coming from the 13 petals. The 13 meters of Rachman of Hashem's unbreakable infinite love for Amis. And Hashem's Baruch wants us now, as we're crossing over from Purim to Shushan Purim, and now Shushan Purim, which in many ways is higher. And Shushan Edus, I spoke about a little bit in Shari Chesed Yerushalayim a few years ago, in the edition, and it was on the Chevra, that Purim, it wasn't Purim, but it was in Adar that I spoke to the Chevra. About this union of Elon, Shushan, Haloma of Shushan, the river by Shushan, from Shushan Habir and Shushan Ha'ir, the Edus of Shushan of the Rose, is why we're not Chalila falling, we'll never ever fall to any pessimism as happens. We have to think in this way. We have to feel that, we have to see that when it's dark, means. Right now, in Shoshana, the petals are dropping on us. I once told you a story, this I'll end. Havshin Chavav, 1966. It was already very, very late at night here in New York, in Purim. For a night, like now, even later. And the Lubavitch Rebbe Shlusyanu was giving mashke for hours and hours. He was standing giving mashke. And then all of a sudden, the Rebbe stopped and he said, "Kol ha'poishet yad ma'isman lo." Whoever reaches out his hand, like the din of a stock on Purim, you're not allowed to make any chilukim between. You can't investigate a poor person on Purim. Somebody says, I need you. Don't ask them to show any cards or papers. The rest of the year, you can look into it, except for certain exceptions. But Purim is called Pashid Yad Naisim. So the Babish Rebbe announced, called Pashid Yad Naisim. It's the Ulam went crazy. Standing in line. Nobody left. To get my words ready for Mashke. And there were shluchim, like in the Megillah, they went out, Rotsim, they went out as far as they could run. They went running around Crown Heights and even beyond, and they told everybody that the Rebbe said, "Kol ha'poishet yad ma'isman lo." They were waking people up, their friends and relatives. The Rebbe said, "Kol ha'poishet yad ma'isman lo." And all over, people were coming. Running and calling, whatever they were doing, but there were throngs of people came flooding into 770. And there was no more mashke. So people were bringing from all over the place bottles. And the Rebbe was standing there and kept on pouring on and on and on. I read it was already close to 4 in the morning. And the Rebbe went out to his car. And there were still people coming, and it says in what I read that there were people covering the car that they couldn't drive. And not only that, it made dents on the roof of the car, the guys that were on top. And there was a young man, it says in the story, this is a Baal Tshuva, and he went there with his cup. And he went, and the Rebbe was ready in the car, and he went pushing the cup
by the Rebbe, imagine. And the Rebbe looked at him and said, I gave you Mashke around 5.5 hours ago. You know, he didn't forget anything. Even though he saw thousands of people about it, he said, I gave you very Mashke. So he says, the poor guy says, Rebbe, I had a hole in the cup. So the Rebbe said to him, and the Rebbe was smiling now, and the Rebbe said to himself, what's it going to help if I give you more Mashke? What's going to help if I give you more? And the Rebbe, he spoke in English. The boy didn't know the English. He says, the Rebbe said to him, what's going to help if I'm going to give you more? He says, you have a hole in your cup. And that he knew what it means, a cup. Right? And, you have a hole in your brain. So the fellow said to the Rebbe, I promise you, this is a different cup, it's a new cup. And Rebbe smiled and poured him a whole cup of mashke. A whole cup of mashke. It's a gewaldige gemeinschaft. The Baruch Shalom is ready to pour us a full cup of mashke. The shefa of Purim, of Shushan, Purim, Tavshin, Peidal, and the air of the world is the aroma of Le'ech Shemenech HaTayim, that I was looking at on Shabbos, Le'ech Shemenech HaTayim, the Shemen Tayim, Shemen Tuvak Shemenech, the Kiddush Hashem of Jews will burn because they're Jews. You know the smell that has in Shemaim? Le'ech Nichay. The Jews will burn because they're Jews. The Jews were killed on Kiddush Hashem. There's a smell in the air of Jews who are screaming out at the top of the lungs, Shema Yisrael, that haven't said Shema since maybe the grandfather died. There's such a smell of Kiddush Hashem in the air. And the Sheshana ben Achoichim, Hashem's lovely rose, among the thorns. The whole world are the thorns that hate us and stab at us. And no matter what we do, they only see us as being ugly, as being dirty Jews. And all the lashonis, all of the gorm that my parents had to hear before their parents were killed and their lives were destroyed, and we're hearing again these gorm. Because they were always takas lashonim. Hashem's beautiful rose is being stabbed by the chayim of this world. There's such an ace question. If we hold on to our cups, we don't lose our minds. And the machazik aramon is strong. And we listen carefully to the edus of Shushan Habili. Shever lefnei gahar. If you listen to that the moment before Haman, a moment before the Haman was on top of the world and he was making fun of the Jews and everybody's career mishtaf for him, and then the next minute he's hanging in the tree. Came to your life. Blessed Amitis and Hedge Amen.